知行英语。Listen and share.
Figure on the porch.门廊鬼影。Back in the early 1980s, my aunt lived in a house that was literally located in the middle of nowhere. It used to really creep my younger brother and me out, but we loved to go there because my aunt had four children. The house was very old, and it had all wooden floors. There was always an uneasy feeling when you were inside.For the most part, not much happened that was out of the ordinary when we were there. There were a lot of noises during the night, though. On several occasions, I heard floorboards creaking, as if someone were walking around. Most of this seemed to be coming from upstairs, and sometimes in the hallway downstairs that connects the front of the house to the back rooms.Sometimes, I also heard a thumping sound from upstairs at night. The thing is, no one stayed upstairs ever. There was just a spare room, a bathroom, and some small storage spaces up there. My aunt's room was downstairs, and we all stayed in a room down the hall from hers. I told myself that the sounds were caused by the wind.Or the fact that the house was so old, and really never thought twice about it. I refused to ever go upstairs, though. The thought that the place could be haunted never really crossed my mind. I just thought it was a creepy old house. That is, until one night in particular. That time had come a long time ago, but us being kids, we stayed awake.And goofed around for a while. Eventually, we all fell asleep. This night, I seemed to have a lot of trouble staying asleep, though. I kept waking up periodically, for no apparent reason. On about the fourth time waking up, I thought I felt a poke on the heel of my foot, which is what woke me. I rolled over and looked around the room.But nothing was out of the ordinary.
在上个世纪80年代早期，我姑妈家住的房子基本上可以说是位于荒野郊外。那是一个曾经使我和弟弟毛骨悚然的地方，但我们还是喜欢去那儿，因为姑妈家有四个孩子。这栋房子已经非常有年头了，地板都是木质的，只要你待在里边，就总会感到有些不自在。尽管在夜里有这样那样的叫声，但是我们在那里待的绝大部分时间内并没有发生什么不正常的事情。有好几次我都听到地板在吱嘎吱嘎的响，好像是有人在上面行走一样。这种情况下，大部分是从楼上传来的，有些时候是来自楼下，接连楼前楼后房间的走廊。但事实上，楼上什么人也没有，那里只有一间空房，一个洗手间，此外，在上面还有一些不大的储藏间。妈妈的房间在楼下，我们几个都待在她南面的那个房间里。我经常告诫自己，这些声音是由风引起的，或者是因为这些房子年久的缘故。虽然我不愿意到楼上去看看，但我真的是没有考虑过还有别的原因。我觉得这只是一所让人不寒而栗的老房子，真的从来没有产生过房子里会闹鬼这样的想法。但是在一天夜里出现了特别。那天夜里早就应该睡觉了， 但我们这些孩子依然很清醒，在一起又玩了一会儿，但最终我们还是都睡着了。不过那天夜里对我来说是有点麻烦，老睡不熟，无缘无故的隔一段时间就醒过来一次。在我第四次醒来时，觉得好像脚跟被戳了似的，接着我就醒了。我翻过身来打量了一下房间，没有发现什么异常的。讲解一下相关的语言点。
In the middle of nowhere， Nowhere 的意思是不知道的地方，这是一个词组，意思就是非常偏僻的地方。 Creep 这个词可以表示蹑手蹑脚，比如说 He creeps into the room， 他蹑手蹑脚地进了屋。但这里 creep out 的意思是令人毛骨悚然，比如说 The snake creeps me out， 这条蛇让我觉得毛骨悚然的。 On several occasions， 屡次，好几次。我们也可以说 On some occasions。 Haunt， 如果我们说一个房子是 haunting house 的话，就是说这个房子闹鬼。外国电影中有不少是以 haunting 做名字的，比如说 Mr. Thompson is going to sell it because it is haunted， 汤普森先生打算把它卖掉，是因为他老闹鬼。 Have a lot of trouble doing something， Have trouble doing something， 做某事有困难。注意这个词组后面是要接 doing 的，当然我们也可以说 have trouble, have difficulty, have problem doing something， 比如说 we have trouble solving the question， 我们解答不了这个问题。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
Back in the early 1980s, my aunt lived in a house that was literally located in the middle of nowhere. It used to really creep my younger brother and me out, but we loved to go there because my aunt had four children. The house was very old.And it had all wooden floors. There was always an uneasy feeling when you were inside. For the most part, not much happened that was out of the ordinary when we were there. There were a lot of noises during the night, though. On several occasions, I heard floorboards creaking, as if someone were walking around. Most of this seemed to be coming from upstairs.And sometimes in the hallway downstairs that connects the front of the house to the back rooms. Sometimes I also heard a thumping sound from upstairs at night. The thing is, no one stayed upstairs ever. There was just a spare room, a bathroom, and some small storage spaces up there. My aunt's room was downstairs.And we all stayed in a room down the hall from hers. I told myself that the sounds were caused by the wind, or the fact that the house was so old, and really never thought twice about it. I refused to ever go upstairs, though. The thought that the place could be haunted never really crossed my mind. I just thought it was a creepy old house. That is,Until one night in particular. Bedtime had come a long time ago, but us being kids, we stayed awake and goofed around for a while. Eventually, we all fell asleep. This night, I seemed to have a lot of trouble staying asleep, though. I kept waking up periodically for no apparent reason.On about the fourth time waking up, I thought I felt a poke on the heel of my foot, which is what woke me. I rolled over and looked around the room, but nothing was out of the ordinary.
好了， 故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。